another TechCast.
Hello, listeners. Hope you guys enjoyed my last podcast in regards to the unboxing of a Windows 8.1 tablet. In this demonstration, I would like to demonstrate some suggested configurations that I've done to both my Windows 8.1 computer and my tablet, and it is hoped that by doing these suggested configurations, you will have some significant improvement in your speed and multitasking process. We will be working with an ASUS Transformer Book 10.1 tablet. Now you may be wondering, did I get a new tablet? Well, yes and no. The reason I say this is because when I did the unboxing of the Nextbook tablet, I noticed that after a week of playing with it, my battery was not adequate as it should be. I wasn't getting the expected battery life. And I also found out that the audio, when not connected to a pair of headphones or speakers, was not the greatest. With that said, I ended up switching out that tablet, and so now we have an ASUS Transformer Book 10.1 with 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, and micro SD card slot that can accept up to 128 gigs of an SD. So without further ado, let's get the show going. I will be booting up my tablet, and I hope that you guys can hear it boot up via this recording. We are recording using an iPad 4th Gen 16 gig with iRecorder. So I'm going to press down the power button, 1, 2, let go, and within about, I don't know, a little over 10 seconds, maybe 10 seconds or so, we should hear the power windows come up. That is the boot up sound. There we go. Okay, so now that the tablet has booted up, we will launch my screen reader of choice, which is JAWS, and I must say that it runs beautifully. And I don't get this picture, so maybe any listener who wants to contribute may answer this question for me. The question is, being that this particular tablet has 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs storage, why does NVDA feel more sluggish than when I had my Nextbook? It had 1 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs, and yet it ran faster than JAWS. JAWS seems to run a lot faster on this particular tablet than NVDA, so if anyone can answer that question, that would very much be appreciated. I will provide my contact info at the end of this podcast. So we launch JAWS. Okay, so JAWS came up, and I'm going to turn up the volume a little because it's a little too low, and we're going to hear. High volume can cause hearing loss. Do I want to allow? So I'm going to tab till I hear. Allow. I guess it's common with this tablet and the Android system. So now that I have my volume adjusted, first thing we're going to do is we're going to go into the control panel. There are numerous ways you can do this. If you do not have the start menu add-on that you could get from startisback.com or search for Windows Classic Start Menu, you just have to type in control panel, and I will demonstrate that even though I already have an add-on for the start menu. So I'm going to type in control panel.
Start menu, search box, edit menu.
Let's turn up the volume a little bit more. Let's go control panel.
Control panel, let me go better.
This is all we want.
Leave menus, control, control panel items, small icons button.
Now, when you get your computer system, whether it's your desktop, laptop, and or a tablet, by default, where you hit the small icons button, it defaults to category. So if I space on this,
context menu category.
We will hit category, which by default that would be checked.
Large icons.
Large icons.
Small icons checked.
Small icons. And I happen to choose that setting, so I let that checked, and I'm going to escape out of this.
Menus, all control panel items, small icons button.
So the first thing we want to do is hit the letter S for system.
System link.
We enter. And you will not hear anything, then letter navigation will not work, so we're going to have to tab until we hear advanced.
Advanced system settings link.
Advanced system settings. So we're going to enter.
System properties dialog. Advanced page. You must be logged on as an administrator to make most of these changes. Performance settings button.
So as you heard JAWS says, you must be logged on as an administrator to make these settings, so we're going to get into the performance setting.
Performance options dialog. Click on effects page. Select the settings you want to use for the appearance and performance of Windows on this computer. Click on effects page. Select the settings you want to use for the appearance and performance of Windows on this computer. Adjust for best performance ratio button check. 3 of 4.
So, by default, this comes to let Windows choose my settings, which it may be good, but at the same time, it also adds all these visual effects that we blind people don't need, especially because we depend on screen readers. What you want to do here is down arrow until you hear.
Adjust for best performance ratio button check.
Adjust for best performance. So we're just going to hit enter here, because it automatically will okay it.
Performance settings button.
Then we're going to tab till we hear.
Startup and recovery settings button.
Startup and recovery settings. So we're going to get in here.
Startup and recovery dialog. System startup default operating system. Combo box. Windows 8.1. 1-1.
So the first thing it's going to say, okay, which operating system do you want to start with? Which by default, we have Windows 8.1. So we tab.
System startup time to display wisdom operating system. Checkbox not checked.
Time to display startup system. That one, by default, is checked. If you leave that box checked, what happens is it takes, depending on your configuration of the computer, it can take 30 seconds to about 10 seconds or maybe no seconds. So by default, this box comes checked, so I personally uncheck it so it could boot up as fast as it did as you witnessed with this computer. We're going
to
tab.
System startup time to display recovery options when needed. Checkbox not checked.
System time to display the recovery options. This is basically in case something happens, well, it's going to give you time to display recovery options. By default, this one comes checked, but this is a per-user preference. So if you want to leave that checked, you can leave that checked. If not, then I would uncheck it.
System failure, write an event to the system log, checkbox not checked.
System failure, write to the event log.
System failure, automatically restart, checkbox not checked.
This basically means that if something happens, it's going to write an event as, oh, well, this thing is not wanting to start for XYZ reason. So it's going to keep a log so that a technician could look at it or if you get support from Microsoft. So I usually uncheck it, but that's a per-user preference.
System failure, automatically restart, checkbox not checked.
Automatically restart. Well, something happens, well, it's going to restart your computer, and it can take forever and forever and forever, depending on the circumstance. You can leave that checked or unchecked. It's up to you, but personally, I don't care, so I uncheck it.
Debugging information, write debugging information, combo box, none, 1 of 5.
Write debugging information. Well, that pretty much says it's going to write information as to what's causing the problem and what it's done to debug. I usually set it to none, but if I were you, if you're not comfortable with it, I would leave it at the default setting, and then we tab.
K button. Startup and recovery settings button.
Then we get out of here by tapping to the OK.
OK button. System, advanced system settings link.
And we can do an alt left arrow.
Small icons button, action center link.
To get out of the system settings. And now we're going to hit the letter P for power options.
Power options link. Control panel home link.
So now, same idea as when we were in the system settings dialog. We're going to tab until we hear.
Require a password on vacuum link.
Require a password on wake up. We're going to enter. And we tab.
Change settings, power currently available link.
So what you want to do here is because if you have a Windows 8 8.1 system, by default, when you get this computer out of the box, you set it up, you do all these adjustments. If you don't get into these settings, and most people do not know this, if you don't dig into these settings, the problem is that when you shut down your computer, you may think the computer's going to shut down, but it actually goes into a state of deep sleep or hibernation. So when you hit the power button and your computer comes up, theoretically it doesn't boot up. What it does is it boots up from the hibernation standpoint and your computer comes back to life. Sometimes, especially if you're going to leave for a few days, you want to shut down your computer. You can shut down your computer without having to worry about it being in a state of hibernation. So we're going to enter this setting and we're going to tab.
I press the power button on battery combo box. Shut down. Free.
When I press the power button, it's going to give you several options. I have mine set to shutdown, but you can have it set to either
sleep.
Or do nothing. But in my case, I'm going to
shut down.
And you can explore these settings on your own.
When I press the power button, click the combo box, shut down, free of free.
And I have mine set to shut down.
When I press the sleep button on battery combo box, sleep 202.
Of course, when I press the sleep button on battery, it's going to go to sleep.
When I press the sleep button, click the combo box, nothing, 102.
On battery, that's where it's more important, but for me, I don't care when it's plugged in, so I have it do nothing.
When I close the lid, on battery combo box, sleep 203.
When I close the lid, it's going to go to sleep, or you can have it shut down or do nothing.
When I close the lid, select the combo box, nothing, 103. Don't require a password, radio button check, 101.
And then here's going to say require a password upon wake up. This is a per user preference, but I have my set do not require a password since I'm the only user of this particular computer.
Turn on fast startup, recommended checkbox not checked.
Turn on fast startup. This is the one where I'm talking about where instead of the computer booting up from a cold shutdown, it's going to boot up from a state of some sort of hibernation. So this is what fast startup is. And people are thinking, oh, well, my computer's fast. It boots up fast. But they don't realize that your computer doesn't actually shut down. It goes to a state of deep hibernation. And this I found out from a tech, actually, believe it or not, upon doing some more investigation with Google research. So I tab.
More link.
Learn more, of course.
Sleep checkbox not checked.
By default, this item's checked, so I unchecked it. Is it going to sleep, which I don't want it to?
Open power menu.
Showing power menu.
Lock checkbox not checked.
Is it going to lock? I have that unchecked. But you can have that checked if you want to. But I think for this particular tablet, I may want to check it just to experiment. So I'm going to check it.
Show the account picture menu. Save changes button.
And I'm going to save. And the last thing we're going to change is something in sound settings. This is a per-user preference, but by default, Windows 8 8.1 does not have the boot up sound enabled. So in other words, if you're one of those persons like myself who depends on the boot up sound to know when your computer is activated, or booting up, you're going to be surprised that unless you don't enable this feature, Windows 8 8.1 will just boot up silently without you even knowing whether it's on or off. To enable this, we're going to go to the sound. So we're going to hit the letter S.
Sound link.
To sound.
Sound dialog. Playback page. Select the playback device to load and modify settings.
And I silence JAWS by the control key. So I'm going to hit control tab a few times. Two times until I hear sounds.
Recording page. Select the record. Sound page. Sound theme is a set of sounds applied to events and windows and programs. You can select an existing theme or save one you want modified. Sound theme.
So it's going to say, okay, for instance, if you wanted to modify, it's going to give you like a theme modify. In my case, I have a sound scheme from Andre Louis, which if you want to obtain this particular sound scheme, you can visit his website at AndreLouis.com. So I'm going to tab until I hear.
Play Windows Startup Sound. Check, check.
Play Windows Startup Sound. By default, that comes unchecked, so I checked it. I will get out of this.
All control panel items, sound link.
And I will exit out of control panel.
Folder view list new, unselected Armando 107.
And I am going to shut down this tablet. So I hope these settings will help you make the best out of your Windows 8 8.1 system. If you have any questions or need clarification on something that I didn't cover, you may email me at armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this, and I look forward to doing some more podcasts for you all. Take care, everybody.